With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The South Dakota State Senate unanimously passed a resolution to open an official inquiry on the soldiers who were awarded the Medal of Honor for their participation in the genocide of around 300 Native Americans. SDPB's Richard Tubles reports.
The Wounded Knee Massacre occurred in 1890 after a group of mostly Lakota elders, women, and children led by Chief Bigfoot were seeking refuge on the Pine Ridge Reservation when they were deterred by the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry near Wounded Knee Creek. They were stripped of their weapons, and after a shot rang out, they were eventually gunned down. 20 U.S. soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor. Native Americans have opposed this recognition, including Remy Baldigle, a U.S. Army combat veteran who served in the Middle East.
For me personally, as a soldier, as a combat veteran, it's to one, it gives a little bit more legitimacy to my service. It is difficult for any Native American to love this country because of what we've been through. But we love this land, so we stand up for it, and we go to war for it.
Bald Eagle is the spokesperson and enrolled member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He says this resolution is the first of many to honor those Native Americans who were massacred that fateful day and to restore the honor of the nation's highest honor of valor.
The United States, you know, the United States prides itself on freedom and being united and liberty and honesty and integrity. And awarding medals of honor for the massacre of women and children and babies is none of that. And I think it's a statement to not just the people of the United States, but the rest of the world that we can step back and say we have wronged and we're going to make steps to right that wrong because we have integrity.
This resolution, according to Bald Eagle, may take decades of persistence for it to ultimately happen, but it's a good first step in creating a path to healing and understanding each other's differences. For SDPB, I'm Richard Tubles in Rapid City.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of an inmate serving life for kidnapping and rape. Harry David Evans raised several issues on appeal. One is whether state law officers had jurisdiction to remove his pickup truck from where it was parked on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Victoria Wicks has more of the story for SDPB.
Harry Evans had an on-again, off-again relationship with the victim, who lived near Hermosa, until she took out an order of protection to keep him away. On the morning of September 6, 2017, the victim awoke to find Evans in bed beside her. He stuffed sleeping pills into her mouth and then duct-taped her mouth, hands, legs, and feet. She passed out while Evans was dragging her out of her house. Evans later raped her. The next day, law officers found Evans's pickup parked in the lot at the Prairie Winds Casino on the Pine Ridge Reservation. They arrested Evans, a non-Indian, at the motel and then had the pickup towed to Hermosa. There they obtained a search warrant before going through the truck, where among other stuff they found notebooks with Evans's journal entries about the victim. Evans claims his trial judge erred by not suppressing evidence found in his pickup truck. He says state law officers did not have jurisdiction to take his property from reservation land. At oral arguments in October 2020, Justice Patricia Devaney asks appeals attorney John Murphy if he can cite precedent pertaining to this case.
Are you aware of any case that has squarely held that the property of a non-Indian, that there is a tribal sovereignty interest with respect to a scenario and non-Indian property and a non-Indian defendant in a state law crime?
No, Your Honor, and I think this may be the aspect of this case that's one of first impression.
Justice Devaney, who wrote this opinion, suggests that perhaps there are no concerns to raise in this particular fact scenario. In the opinion, she notes that DCI agents notified the Oglala Sioux Tribal Police as well as the Oglala Lakota County Sheriff. Both of those agencies sent officers to assist. The unanimous opinion concludes that even if there was a tribal interest in this case, because some of it occurred on reservation land, the state officers respected that interest by notifying tribal police and asking them for assistance. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
The first 2 months of 2021 have presented extreme warm and cold temperatures. We had the ninth warmest January, followed by a big drop in temperatures. Now forecasters predict a warming trend that could have a dramatic effect on South Dakota. SDPB's David Ozzetti Scott has more.
Warmer spring temperatures can increase drought and wildfire risk. Becky Bollinger is a climatologist with the Colorado Climate Center. Bollinger says warmer temperatures can weaken the polar jet stream in the Arctic Circle, causing sudden dips in temperature. She compares it to a spinning top that wobbles when it's poked.
When you start the top wobbling, you don't know exactly where those waves are going to wobble down to, but you know that they're going to come. And so when that polar jet is weaker, you're going to get more of that wobbly effect, and you're going to have these deep outbreaks of cold be a potential.
Bollinger says warm and dry conditions are likely to continue over the next 3 months. Laura Edwards is the state climatologist with SDSU Extension. Edwards says winter in South Dakota is typically dry, but April and May usually bring about 40% of the annual precipitation.
That spring rainfall is going to be really important for a lot of us here as far as drought conditions go, especially for farmers, you know, on the agriculture side. We do not have soil moisture carryover from last year that can kind of carry us through the growing season.
Edwards says vegetation from last year could increase fire risk if this year is too dry. She notes the warm, dry outlook suggests a low flood risk for this year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Ozzetti Scott in Rapid City.
Officials with the Deadwood Gaming Association report a rise in gaming in early 2021. Mike Rodman is the executive director of the Deadwood Gaming Association. He says gaming is up 13% over the same time last year. He says Deadwood is attracting more visitors nationwide due to lower COVID restrictions than other gaming destinations.
What we're really seeing is that Deadwood as a destination is attracting people from further distances, that we've become more of a national destination during this whole pandemic, and we're seeing people traveling to Deadwood from further away places.
Rodman says it's too early to tell if this early increase will continue for the rest of the year. He says the gaming establishments can maintain a safe environment for guests. Officials at Rapid City Regional Airport have announced a new direct connection to New York City. Tony Broom is the deputy airport director. She says the new connection is seasonal and will run Saturdays between June and September. She says the airport has more connections than normal this year.
There's 24 routes this summer, and that's just really unheard of. You typically will add on, or the carriers will add on, maybe 5 or 6 seasonal routes over the summer. But this year they've added quite a bit, so that is, you know, we're seeing the trend in air travel that the business travelers aren't coming back as quickly. So many of them are working from home now, but people are ready to travel, and they want to get out, and they want to get out here and visit the Black Hills.
Broom says Rapid City Regional is seeking a quicker recovery than larger airports. She says flight schedules are set up, but that could change as the global pandemic continues. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.